Hey friends, welcome back to Unpolished But Cold. I'm Catherine Schaefer, your host, and I'm really glad you're here today because this episode is a little bit different. Not heavier, not deeper, just quieter in the best way. So we've spent the entire month walking with the apostles, not the polished stained glass versions of them, but the real ones, the messy ones, the ones who love Jesus sincerely and still misunderstood him regularly. And today isn't about telling those stories again. Don't panic. It's about pausing long enough to notice what they've been doing in us. Because if you're anything like me, you don't always realize what something has taught you until you stop moving for a moment and look back. So today, let's do that together. No pressure, no lesson plan. Just an honest reflection on what it means to follow Jesus when you're still figuring it out. So, one of the things that surprised me most while walking through the apostles this month is how ordinary they felt once you slow down and actually pay attention. Not ordinary in a boring way, don't get me wrong, but ordinary in a deeply human way. So they weren't walking around glowing with spiritual certainty. They weren't emotionally regulated. Far from it. They weren't theologically tidy. They were learning in real time, often in public, sometimes painfully, what it meant to trust Jesus. And somehow, Jesus never seemed annoyed by that. How? I don't know. And that's the part I keep coming back to. Jesus didn't choose the apostles because they were impressive. He chose them knowing they would misunderstand him, argue with each other, fall asleep at the worst possible moments, and fail in ways that would have embarrassed most of us beyond repair. And yet, he stayed. Every apostle showed us a different angle of discipleship. Peter showed us that loving Jesus passionately doesn't protect us from fear. But it does give us a place to return when fear wins. Andrew reminded us that not every calling is loud, and that quietly bringing people to Jesus still changes the world. James showed us that fire isn't a flaw when it's surrendered. John showed us what it looks like to stay close without competing. Philip showed us that questions don't cancel faith. Thaddeus showed us that obedience doesn't need recognition. Simon showed us that Jesus can transform even our strongest ideologies. And then Judas stood there at the end reminding us that proximity without surrender eventually fractures the soul. And that's a lot to take in. But when you step back, there's a single thread running through every one of those stories. Jesus didn't abandon people while they were learning. Wow, that matters. Because so many of us assume growth should look cleaner by now. Definitely doesn't. We think if we were doing faith right, we'd be calmer, more consistent, less reactive, more confident, less confused. We quietly believe that following Jesus should eventually erase our questions instead of teaching us how to carry them honestly. The apostles tell a different story. They show us that following Jesus is less about becoming polished and more about becoming present. Less about certainty and more about trust. Less about performance and more about staying. Staying when prayers feel unanswered. Staying when obedience feels slower than expected. When disappointment creeps in, or when our assumptions are challenged. That kind of saying doesn't make headlines, but it changes people. And maybe that's what this series has been doing. Just reminding us that faithfulness often looks quieter than we imagined it would. I think sometimes we confuse being called with being exceptional. But the apostles weren't exceptional because they were flawless. They were exceptional because they kept responding. They kept walking and they kept showing up, even when their faith was incomplete. Wow, that's incredibly freeing, because it means our walk with Jesus doesn't have to look dramatic to be real. It doesn't have to be tidy to be faithful. It doesn't have to be impressive to be sincere. Most of the apostles didn't even realize what they were becoming while they were becoming it. They were just staying close. And if we're honest, that's what most of us are doing too. We're staying close on days when belief feels strong and days when it feels fragile. We're staying close when we get it right and when we don't. We're staying close while raising kids, working jobs, carrying grief, managing exhaustion, and trying to love people well in a world that feels louder and harsher than ever. The apostles remind us that Jesus meets us there, not at the finish line, not after we've cleaned ourselves up, right there in the middle of learning. And that's why this series didn't end with a hero. It ended with Jesus, because the real story, every single time, is not about the disciples. It's about the one who called them, stayed with them, corrected them, restored them, and trusted them with the gospel anyway. And that same Jesus hasn't changed. So as this year winds down, maybe the invitation isn't to evaluate how well we followed Jesus, but simply to notice that we did. In imperfect ways, in quiet ways, in ways that didn't always feel victorious, but we're still faithful, and that counts more than we realize. So thank you for spending this December with me on Unpolished But Called. Walking through the lives of the apostles has been grounding, humbling, and honestly, comforting. If nothing else, I hope this series reminded you that you don't have to have it all together to follow Jesus. You just have to stay close. So if this episode resonated with you, make sure you're following and subscribed so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you'd like to support this podcast or explore devotional studies and resources for your own faith journey, you can find everything at katherineschaefer.com. On December 31st, we'll close out the year together, gently, honestly, without pressure. Until then, take a breath, stay close, and remember, Jesus seems to do his best work with people who are still learning.